You know, that was a long time ago. Old lady was laying on her bed. You know one thing about mother, she loves her children. If anybody in here know what I'm talking about, let me see you raise your hand. I'd like to see the hand raised that got the mother living today. And one thing I want to tell you, you don't know how blessed you are. Let everybody in the building say amen. I'd like to hear you say amen again. Sad for Jesus. You know God is good. And one night in a small town, this old lady was laying in her bed late in the night. She heard the telephone ring and she picked up the receiver. And on the other end, she heard her daughter said, "Mom, this is your daughter." She looked out of the window and the darkness was closing all around. She says, "Cole, it's too late to catch a bus. Cabs can't be found. But one thing about your mother, it never get too cold for to come and see about her child." She got up out of bed and put on old clothes. Tucked a scarf and wrapped it around her neck. "I got to walk for many miles. My daughter needs me this evening. I got to see what's wrong with her." She opened up the door and the wind blowed in her face. You know what she did? She started to walking. Started to praying, kept on walking, kept on praying, She looked around, started singing. She looked all around, it was dark out there that night. She kept on walking. Oh, no. Kept on walking. She know when she got to the hospital, you know what happened? The doctor said, "You don't have to worry no more. Your daughter gonna be all right." You know what she did? The doctor said, "You don't have to pray no more." The old lady said, "Now, God been good to me." And I like to tell him this: thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been my bread. You've been my water. By me when I was sick, you heal my body, you don't heal my daughter's body, my fault.